Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Independent Bookstore Day is April 30th. What's involved? Let's go in depth with Kathy Magruder with Page Turner's Bookstore in Indianola. Kathy, tell us the story of the start of Page Turner's Bookstore in Indianola.
Oh gosh, that probably goes back to my first grade teacher, Mrs. Black. I went to a great school in Missouri where we were taught to read in first grade. And our teacher, Mrs. Black, gave each student in the class a book. And I still remember my book. It was a book about the princess, the glass mountain, and the golden apples. And everybody in our class just jumped into reading with both feet and started reading like crazy. By the end of the year, we had read Little House in the Big Woods. And then I moved to Iowa, and my first day in reading class in second grade in Iowa, we were sitting around in a big circle and they handed out Dick and Jane. And I remember flipping through the book and looking for a plot. And if you remember Dick and Jane, there is no plot. And they wouldn't let me use the library because second graders couldn't read well enough to use the library. So my dad had to get involved. I was reading The Chronicles of Narnia at the time, and I was a huge reader. Nobody else in my class was here in Iowa. And I went back at one point when I was about 12 or 13 to St. Louis and met with some of the kids who had been in my class, and they were all reading the same way I was, you know, four or five books a night. And then I moved on. I graduated from school. I decided.
Well, you can't stop there. That had to be sort of traumatic.
That was traumatic. But I visited once I was allowed to visit the school library. I checked out lots of books and I read a lot. And then I was an English major in college, and then I went to the University of Nebraska to get a master's degree in English. And unfortunately, I got my master's degree in about 1995. And if you know anything about academia, there were no jobs anywhere at the time. I had a master's degree with a lot of my friends who graduated the same time. And I know of one associate teaching position, a part-time position that 70 applicants applied for, and they all had advanced degrees. So I decided maybe teaching wasn't the right job path for me at the time, and I started working in a bookstore in Nebraska. And I worked there for about, I think it was about 13 years, and started to miss my hometown. I grew up here in Indianola. So I decided to move back to Indianola, and I took on a job at Simpson Bookstore, managing the bookstore there. And I did that for 4 years. But when you run a college bookstore, it's really not the same thing as running an independent bookstore. No student ever comes in and says, "Oh my gosh, I love that textbook you sold me last week. Do you have anything else like it?" Never happens. Happens all the time in an independent bookstore. So after 4 years, I left Simpson, and within about 2 weeks, I was up here on the square and walking around and saw a for rent sign in the building where I am right now. Stopped in, and I had opened the bookstore by August of 2014, and that's how I got here.
Well, what a great story. I'm still feeling sorry for the little girl that couldn't go in and read more than Dick and Jane.
I remember sitting there being so appalled and thinking, why are these people even trying to read this?
Wow.
But that really informed a lot of what I do. I believe that anyone can read if they are given something that interests them. And a lot of my job is trying to give someone a book that interests them.
And that's the key.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the key.
The Harry Potter books really did this for a lot of kids because they came out and they were about a third grade reading level when the first books came out. And kids started reading them. They were so hooked. And as the subsequent books came out, they became more and more difficult. Longer books, they were for a higher reading level. And third grade kids worked really, really hard to read those later books in the series. And they could do that because they were really invested in those books.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Kathy Magruder with Page Turner's Bookstore in Indianola.
Well, and I like coming into the bookstore and browsing and seeing what you have and looking for gifts and stuff like that and just spending some time relaxing, and we'll buy that way. But one of the things I've noticed is that you know what I like, you know what other people like, you know our history, and then do you sort of buy for us? Do you think about, when you buy a book, do you think about a person or a group of people?
Oh, yes. In fact, a lot of times when I'll be going through the front list catalogs, which are the books that haven't been published yet, I'll go through and think, oh, this will be a perfect book for Bob Leonard. And I will order that. And I pay really close attention to what people read and what people ask for here in the store. I think any good bookstore is a combination of what the bookstore staff likes to read, and also what the community that they're in likes to read.
Well, okay, here's a test. We didn't plan for this, but what do you buy for me?
Oh, gosh. Anything that's a little political. things that are well-written and might be a little more literary than the average. I might look a little into poetry. Definitely anything that is about Iowa and the area.
And that's pretty good. And you've got, I don't know, probably, what, 50, 100, 200 people you think about? You have that kind of knowledge?
Oh, yeah, probably somewhere around 200 or 300. It's hard to say exactly. And then, of course, there are the things that I know in general people like. Anytime I find a book that is about Iowa in any way, shape, or form, I order it because I know I'll have customers interested. I pay attention to what's playing on TV, what movies are coming out. Those are important. I pay attention to what the book clubs are reading, because a lot of time when you read a book in a book club, if you liked it, you recommend it to a friend, and then the friend's going out looking for it. So it's important to know what the book clubs are reading. It's important to know what teachers are assigning in school, what books kids are reading and what they're talking about. It's a really complex recipe. Trying to decide which books to carry here in the store.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Kathy Magruder with Page Turner's Bookstore in Indianola.
Where I really need help is with gifts. And I'll come in and I'll say, oh, I need something for a 12-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think every bookseller has a small library in their head of books to recommend for people. And these are usually books that we know work very well for 12-year-old girls. 8-year-old boys who are really into comic books. These are the kinds of books that we keep on track in our heads. So when someone comes in and says, help, I need a book for my nephew that I've never met before, but I know he's 13 and he's into computer games, we can say, oh, yeah, you need Ender's Game. Mm-hmm. And there are hundreds and thousands of other books out there that might work, but those are the ones that I know work. And I always keep them in the stores just in case.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I prefer to come into the bookstore, but sometimes I'm busy and I'll just pop onto Facebook and ask a question. Will you get something for me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but we do business in a lot of different ways. And interestingly enough, we do a lot of chatting with our customers on Facebook. Facebook Messenger is really useful. We've got quite a few people who will contact us and ask about a particular book and can we order a book. And we keep track of who we talk to on Facebook. So when the book comes in, we can go on Facebook Messenger and message back. We've got a website that we do a lot with. People email us, people call us. Every once in a while, somebody will send us an actual snail mail letter asking about a book or something. We decided a long time ago that we weren't going to limit how we sell books. During the pandemic, when we were closed down, we actually sold books through the window on the cell phone. People would come up and ask for books, and we'd run over in the store and grab them and bring them over to the window and hold them up to the window and talk to the people on the cell phone. We'd open the books up, let them look inside the books through the window. Whatever works.
Well, and coming up soon is Independent Bookstore Day. Tell us what you're doing for Independent Bookstore.
Oh, we're doing all kinds of fun things for Independent Bookstore Day. Independent Bookstore Day is Saturday, April 30th. We're open from 10 to 4. Here in the store, we've got our very popular Blind Date with a Book, which is books that have been wrapped in plain brown paper, and all it says on the cover is fiction, mystery, children's, and you get to choose a free book when you do that. We'll have exclusive items, everything from keychains to tote bags that you won't be able to get anywhere other than an independent bookstore, starting on Independent Bookstore Day. And this year we're doing something really exciting. We're part of the Central Iowa Indie Bookstore Day Passport Crawl. We've gotten together with 5 other independent bookstores here in Central Iowa, and we've created a passport. And on Independent Bookstore Day, you can come into any one of the 6 stores, pick up your passport, and then from May 1st to May 31st, you can go into any of these 6 stores. We'll punch your passport or put a stamp on it, and that day you'll receive 15% off any purchase. If you manage to get to all 6 stores and get a stamp from all 6 stores, you can turn your passport in for a chance to win a grand prize, which is merchandise from all 6 stores. So it's a really nice swag. The 6 stores that are doing it are Beaverdale Bookstore in Des Moines, Dog-Eared Books in Ames, Page Turner's Bookstore here in Indianola, the Raccoon River Press, which is in West Des Moines, Reading and Public Bookstore and Cafe, which is West Des Moines, and the Storyhouse Book Pub in the East Village. Now, 2 of those are bookstores that have not actually opened yet, but are planning to, and they will be having pop-up events in Des Moines during the month of May that you'll be able to go to.
And what are the benefits of buying our books local?
Well, when you buy local with anything, money stays in your community. There have been studies done where as much as 60 to 80% of the money you spend locally goes back into the local economy. And that helps pay for all kinds of things. We pay money in sales tax. There are a lot of important things. If you shop elsewhere, the money goes out of your community and stays out of the community. When you shop local, you spend money at a local store. That local store in turn spends that money at another local store, which in turn spends money at another local business, and you're supporting your friends and your neighbors that way. Not to mention the fact that if you spend money at your local bookstore, it will be there the next time you need a book. If you decide that you don't need to spend money in the local bookstore except every once in a while, sooner or later that bookstore is not going to be there. It takes regular income to keep any kind of business afloat. And if you walk past a business regularly and think, oh, one day I'll go in there, one day you're going to walk past and that business won't be there anymore.
Well, yeah, so we can buy our books here and keep the bookstores up and help our businesses, help pay, you know, taxes to help for the sidewalks or whatever in our local communities. Or we can go to Amazon.com and help Jeff Bezos pay for his space trip.
Yep.
But I mean, it's that simple.
It is. What do you want to pay for? Yes, sometimes you may spend a little bit more in a local store, but the benefits you gain from that are huge. It's not just the merchandise you buy in that store, it's the support of your community.
Thanks to Kathy Magruder for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.